Good luck out there today.
You all are just wonderful people.
Find out what's biting on The Fishing Report with your host, Tina Harbuck, and the ship's Chandler.
Howdy, howdy. It's Tina Harbuck with Destin Log, but I'm actually at my house down here in Miramar Beach, and I'm talking to Pete Wright down at Ship's Chandler because we are social distancing during this coronavirus that we're going through. But folks are still fishing, aren't they, Pete?
They are still fishing. It's, you know, that's one lucky thing we have here in Destin and you know, in the Panhandle of Florida is our, you know, the opportunity we have to get out in the water and go fishing and get away from it all. Yeah. We're lucky to have that, that's for sure.
Exactly, exactly. Well, have you been hearing? I've been seeing some folks come in that look like the Spanish bite is doing pretty good and that kind of thing. What else?
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, it's, you know, it's about right for this time of year. I'd say even a little early, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, usually the Spanish mackerel and stuff start to show up around April 1st, which pretty close to it right now. But yeah, mm-hmm. they've been thick as can be the last week or so. They've been a lot of fish just right here in the harbor. Behind the shop, we're seeing them flipping out there. But along the beach, too, that's been good. And we got a good incoming tide around the Coast Guard station, even back in the bay a little bit. So a ton of Spanish mackerel. A lot of guys are having fun just catching those. I saw a guy at the boat ramp yesterday, actually, that said that he wanted to that's what he did yesterday with him and his son. They went out there and in the bay and right there around the pass area and just trolled some spoons, some start spoons around and caught a bunch of Spanish and kind of cooked them up last night. So good way to go out there and get some meat.
Yeah, exactly, and yet you're abiding by the social distancing that we're supposed to be doing at this time, but yet you're able to get out on the water. Like you said, I think it's great that we can do that here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, and everything else has been good fishing, too. I mean, the triggers are still biting. Of course, you know, today is, of course, the last day you can keep them, but the trigger fish are still biting. And then, you know, a lot of amberjacks, too, ton of them, which, you know, usually this time of year in the springtime they start kind of getting back inshore. They stack up on that mm-hmm. big steel structure and pretty much even all this public stuff you go to, the Miss Angelina, Janet, the Liberty Ship, all these places are holding a bunch of jacks, you know, which are super fun to catch. I mean, you know, the guys are kind of getting them fired up, up in the water and throwing them live baits and even working topwater type plugs and having a good time doing that.
And amberjack pull, good.
Oh, yeah, they whip your butt, ain't no doubt about it.
That's a good pull on the line with the amberjack. I love it.
That's it. And Cobia showing up too, Tina.
I know. That's what I've heard. I mean, I was down yesterday at Harbor Docks and talking with Eddie and them, and, you know, they're hating it that can't have the tournaments and that kind of thing this year. But you can still get out there, folks. The Cobia is still running on the beach, right?
That's it. Yeah, the pier's catching a few. And, of course, all the boats up and down the beach. And, yeah, some guys. And it's still, you know, it's just been warm for so long. People expect them to be just funneling through, but it's, you know, it's March 31st. It's still early, but that water temperature's gotten right. We're seeing some better fish starting to move through. I can't remember who it was yesterday. Somebody caught a 71 pounder though. So a nice big fish. And in the next, you know, next couple of weeks is going to get better and better. I know looking at the weather forecast here coming up this week, it's supposed to be, we have a front coming through today, but it's supposed to calm down each day. And then even by Saturday, a little chance of rain, but it's supposed to be out of the east, you know, 1 to 2 feet, which is, you know, about perfect for cobia fishing. And I imagine have a good push of fish come through about then. So if you're going to have a chance to get out in the water, definitely Thursday, Friday, Saturday are going to be some good ones.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. And then we got, you know, bay fishing is good, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Trout and redfish have been thick. I mean, a lot of smaller fish, which is kind of normal this time of year. But I did talk to a customer yesterday that kind of, he didn't weigh it, but it was 27 inches, and he said it was a fat one. But it's, you know, that's a big trout. It's probably, you know, 6-plus pound trout, maybe even bigger than that. But that's a good one. So there's some big trout mixed in there too. He said he caught on a big 6-inch mullet. He caught a bunch of peanut trout, but he wanted to go after some big ones, so he hooked a big giant, you know, mullet out there and threw it out and waited on that big bite, and he got one.
I love it. I love it. Well, Pete, man, it is good to talk to you. I hate not being able to stop by, but I'm trying to, you know, follow some of these guidelines anyway.
Yeah, it's just about doing a par. We got to all work together. That's what we're doing here at the shop. We got the front door locked, and if you need tackle and parts and stuff, we'll meet you at the front door and bring your stuff to you. It's just, you know, it's gonna be a while before we get back to normal. And the quicker that everybody gets to working together and social distancing and everything like that, we'll get through it and go catch some fish and have a great summer. I'm looking forward to it. You know, getting through this stuff like everybody else is, and you know, I think. You know, it'll be here you know, sooner than later, as long as we all work together.
Exactly. That's what it's going to take, all of us doing our part.
Yes,
well, listen, I appreciate your time, and we will check back with you later, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Talk to you, Pete. Thanks.
See you, Tina.
Bye.